Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you...
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great champions of small business in the galaxy. He's the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. It's a very powerful, very important website. I encourage you to check it out and support them because they're supporting you. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us, and congratulations on the next 2014 Small Business Summit. I think this is the 12th one. Is that right?
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. It's the 10th anniversary.
The 10th?
It feels like 12.
I couldn't remember because I've been around most of them, and I was there for the first two for sure. And so, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Oh, my gosh, I tell you. You know, Jim, can you imagine having 1,000 small businesses in one room and all the energy?
That's exciting.
And that room happens to be in the District of Columbia at our capital. Oh, my gosh, I tell you, we should buy this. I mean, it's phenomenal. The summit is just going to be a terrific event.
Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, we've had this for 10 years, and we have some great speakers. Steve Case from started AOL, and he's CEO of Revolution. Charlie Cook is going to give us a political report. Susan O'Malley was the first female president of a professional sports franchise. She's going to talk to us. And we have General Colin Powell. Doesn't that bring back memories?
How about that?
He's going to be one of our keynotes, and I'm going to tell you, Hector Barrett is also going to speak to it. I think you have a special thing you're doing for Hector, aren't you?
I'm going to be emceeing his luncheon on Wednesday, and which kind of kicks off the event. And so Hector and I have been good friends a long time, way back when he was administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And so, yeah, he's always the Latino Coalition and the U.S. Chamber have really been good partners, become good partners in this summit, haven't you?
Absolutely. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't say the most important speaker we're going to have is my boss, Tom Donahue. So
exactly.
I better stick that in.
That's
I'm
exactly
gonna tell right. you, I'm going to tell you, he is a firebrand. If you've never heard Tom speak about free enterprise and the free enterprise system, he absolutely does it right, and
he takes no prisoners when he talks about that.
He takes no hostages. Let me tell you, he has built this organization. I started a year after Tom started in 97, and he has grown this organization to be an all business organization. My little niche is small business, and he does it all very well.
This is next Wednesday through Friday, right?
Starts next Wednesday. You'll be kicking off the Latino Coalition front book in, and I'm very honored to have you speak at our function at the very end, and that's on Friday.
I'm really looking forward to that. Your small business council.
And these are the leaders. These are the tip of the spear from across the nation that come here three times a year to really fight on behalf of businesses. So often we have a lot of small businesses. They're let someone else do it. You'd be surprised. One person can make a difference in Capitol Hill. Apathy is not something that is part of my vocabulary. And
that's
I come
right.
from a small business background for 20 years.
That's right.
I unlocked the door like every small business owner does, and was hoping that everyone else showed up behind me, But I tell you, small businesses, you'd be surprised. One person makes a difference, and I've seen it time and time again. It's time to really roll your sleeves up, get involved.
And besides all the great speakers that you're going to have there, some of the really, you know, what global brands that you're going to have speaking there, you're also, you're going to be taking these small business owners, your bona fides, you're going to be taking them to Capitol Hill, where they're going to be meeting with members of their delegation and saying, hey guys, you know, you guys are hurting us up here, get out of our way.
Well, we have a number of delegations, and that occurs Wednesday morning. We're taking those, and those are under the leadership of a lot of state and local chambers, bringing them to the Hill, letting them know what's right and wrong, letting them know what's important to small business and important to their regions. We have a lot of legislation out there, and businesses definitely have to have their voice heard, and it's not just writing a tweet or an email. Being there makes a difference because it
is something about going into that member of Congress's office and sitting in their office and having a conversation with them face to face, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on, and certainly business owners need to be here, because I'm going to tell you, all the anti-business efforts are here, and they're here in force.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, as you might, I got to wrap it up, but before we go, can people still attend if they still got time to join, if they want to go to the summit website?
They can join. They can do it over the website, and if the website closes down, show up. We'll get you in.
There you go. What is that website, quickly?
It's uschambersummit.com.
U.S. Chamber Summit. That's the one for the summit for next week. Hey, Giovanni, I'll see you next week, buddy. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Jim.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.